Joshua Cooper gives us insight into deep seabed mining and the uncertainty and risks associated with this type of exploration.
Hello, I'm Joshua Cooper. I'm here helping different Indigenous peoples regarding specific issues on the agenda items of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I think one issue that did come up recently in Hawaii is deep seabed mining. Deep seabed mining in Oceania is going to be an issue that's going to keep coming up. And the truth is, after our deep seabed mining conference, where the International Seabed Authority and other global experts came in, we followed it up by meeting with people who have been working on this issue for 4 decades. And I asked simple questions that maybe I just thought I didn't understand as a non-scientist. And they politely claimed, we don't know. We don't know the results. We don't know what will happen. And on simple questions like, if you're digging the seabed floor, is there a way you can track the currents to make sure that the sediment you're digging up doesn't go into the coral, to also, on top of climate change and acidification of the ocean, also just drown a coral reef nearby? And they politely answered, we won't know until we do it. And when you're looking at that issue and you see what corporations are promising Pacific Island nations, you're having difficult issues with climate change, you have rising sea levels, you'll need funds for adaptation and mitigation. Deep seabed mining is your answer. Unfortunately, we're learning more and more that we don't have enough answers about deep seabed mining. So I think that'll be a new future issue that we have to look at and be aware of.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.